Do other folks have questions? Oh, yes, lots of them. Sir?
Bruce Morrison, Great Rivers Environmental Law Center in St. Louis. A question for Joel and members of the audience also, if they could supply an answer. With regard to the flood risk reduction standard, I need some, I could use some reference points along the rivers in my region, Missouri, where I could be looking out for some federal projects or federally funded projects in the floodplain. What might be out there, practically speaking, that where this would apply to?
Well, I know no one here really likes to hear the word levees, but levees are one of the ones that they would apply to. And the Army Corps of Engineers actually has a higher standard already. They require 3 feet above out of your floodplain, so they well exceed the standard. Other ones would just be like, if they were funding, a lot of times money goes to state and local governments, federal money, and that would have the standard attached to it. So if a school is being built with Department of Education funds in a floodplain, that would have to meet the higher standard. In terms of actually along the Missouri River, where like infrastructure in particular, I'm not really sure which infrastructure in particular would apply to, but other examples would be like federally funded wastewater treatment facilities. They would have to have a higher flood level protection. Those wouldn't necessarily be elevated, but the protection around them would be. You might be looking at roadways as well. Federally funded highways, those are examples.
Okay, and one quick follow-up, are we actually seeing construction in the 100-year floodplain? That's what I'm struggling with.
Okay, so the flood risk management standard amends the existing floodplain management executive order that's been around since Jimmy Carter, and it basically outlines for federal funding or federal agencies to fund projects, they have to first try and avoid investing in the floodplain. That often gets forgotten, I think, and overlooked. And then if they can't avoid, then they're going to build in the floodplain, then they have to meet this resiliency standard. So it's not going to stop all development by any means, or I should say it's definitely not going to stop private development. It's not going to stop all federal investments in the floodplain. We're at the point in the implementation of this where the interagency guidelines are going to be coming out soon, and then every agency will have to decide which programs does it apply to and how will they implement it. So there's some question out there about how they will do that, whether there will be additional changes, but hopefully we will have more guidance in the next year or so that we'll then be able to provide to folks to hopefully make it a little bit clearer if there are certain things that you can keep an eye out for in your area.
I know we've got a couple of other folks who want to respond. I'll start with you.
Scott Eustace, Gulf Restoration Network. Hey, on the Gulf Coast and in Louisiana, I had a question about the executive order on floodplains for Department of Army permits. We have a lot of oil and gas infrastructure build out in Louisiana in the past 2 or 3 years. For, you know, every time there's a new source, there's new build out, whether it's tar sands or gas or fracked oil. So every time there's a new source, we get new storage facilities, new pipelines, new everything. I think, you know, thousands of acres of wetlands, all built in the 100-year floodplain. So I was curious to learn if there's, we're very concerned about chemical safety in Texas and Louisiana because when it does flood, these hazardous materials do go everywhere. And so I was curious to learn what are any resiliency requirements for industrial hazardous waste facilities in the 100-year? Does anybody have any experience?
Yeah. Well, so for industrial hazard waste facilities, the actual permits that they have to get, the new standard, USRV Corps of Engineers is saying that the new standards is not going to apply to the permits in terms of the elevation requirements, but the previous standard will still apply, the Executive Order 1198, and that's the requirement to be built to the 100-year flood level. David, if correct me if I'm wrong, but so the new standard will not apply, but the old standard still will. And in terms of, and if it's a federally funded project versus a private project, then the new standard would be applying. So, is that correct, David?
Yes.
Okay.